Hello again, Larry Johnson here hosting another broadcast of Aries and Songs. Today's program was truly a labor of love for me. I want all of you to remember, or perhaps hear for the very first time, a superb artist who appeared frequently here in Chicago in the first years of lyric opera. I refer to mezzo-soprano Giulietta Simeonato. Born in Italy in 1910, hers was a career that consisted of smaller roles for some 15 frustrating years before she began to be recognized as one of the important singers of her generation. Her American debut came at age 43 as Charlotte in Massenet's Werther in San Francisco. Let's hear Charlotte's letter scene now, sung by Giulietta Simeonato.
Thank you.
Giulietta Simeonato with the Milan Symphony Orchestra conducted by Argeo Quadri in the letter scene from Massenet's Werther. I mentioned that this role served as her American debut. However, a more historic debut would occur here in Chicago 1 year later when Simeonato was partnered with Maria Callas in Bellini's Norma. This was the second opera presented by a new company called Lyric Theater, which soon became Lyric Opera of Chicago. Simeonato would be associated with the company for the next 7 years. There would be La Forza del Destino with Renata Tebaldi and Richard Tucker, A Delightful Dame Quickly in Falstaff, and Rosina in The Barber of Seville. Also La Gioconda with Eileen Farrell, among many performances. There was even a gala evening of opera with Simeonato, Richard Tucker, Ettore Bastianini, and Renata Tebaldi, conducted by Sir George Scholte. Here is Delilah's well-known aria from Samson and Delilah, sung that evening by Giulietta Simeonato.
Quando spunta l'aurora
Delilah's Song of Seduction, sung in Italian, Es saprei per te il mio cor, from Saint-Saëns' Samson and Delilah, sung by Giulietta Simeonato, with the Lyric Opera Orchestra conducted by Sir George Scholte before he was a sir. Note that this French aria, along with the preceding Werther scene, were in Italian, because Simeonato did not sing in any language but her own. She was among the last of singers who sang their roles only in their native tongue. Previously, audiences usually heard opera in their own language. Can you imagine hearing Wagner in French, Gounod in Russian, or Verdi in German? Ah, to be the proverbial fly on the wall, hearing a lyric opera performance of Chilea's Adriana Lecouvreur in 1957. The stars were shining brightly with Renata Tebaldi, Giuseppe Di Stefano, Tito Gobbi, and Giulietta Simeonato as the vengeful and murderous princess. She clearly lets us know she will tolerate no rival for the man she loves.
Thank you.
The scene beginning, Acerba Voluta, from Chile's Adriana Lecouvreur, is sung by Giulietta Simeonato. She sang with the orchestra de l'Accademia di Santa Cecilia, led by Franco Capuano. Does Simeonato have a signature role? Well, for me, it's Amneris in Verdi's Aida. She first sang it in Chicago with Leonie Rizinek and Jussi Björling. Not bad. Not bad at all. Then she was paired with the Aida of a new soprano named Leontine Price. Radames was Carlo Bergonzi, and we will now hear him and Giulietta Simeonato in the Amneris Radames duet, in which she reviles the priests as they condemn Radames to death and pleads uselessly with him not to accept his fate.
Spenta lei forse
the Amneris Radames duet from Verdi's Aida, sung by Giulietta Simeonato and Carlo Bergonzi with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. This concludes this tribute to the art of Giulietta Simeonato, a singer important to Lyric Opera of Chicago, who passed away in 2010, just a week before her 100th birthday. Your comments are welcome at wfmt.com/Arias and Songs. Our producers are Sydney Gillard and Becky Neistat. Larry Johnson here, inviting you to listen to next week's program called Music of the American West on Arias and Songs.